This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would argue it might even be higher than it was last year. I mean, for him to play the way he's played the last couple games with the injury that he has, it's just super, super impressive. I mean, we're talking about a guy that 2 years ago, all we were talking about is how he can't really throw and he's a runner. And now back-to-back games when his team absolutely had to have it against the Commanders, when they had the deficit against the Cowboys, he can't really run that well, even though he toughs it out and runs a couple times. He has become a top 10 for sure, probably top 5, just pure pocket passer, which is really hard to believe. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen a guy improve as much as he has over the last 2 years.
Pretty high praise there from Ross
Tucker.
It's
the truth. I wouldn't even probably say the last 6 months. Like from the time that the Super Bowl ended till now, Jalen Hurts has lived his truth when he said he was going to come back and be better, in my opinion.
And he has in a lot of ways. And I think one of the words there, and welcome back to the show, 215-592-9494 to hop in. As we debate a couple things early in the show today, we'll get to the Sixers in a little bit. It's a very impressive win last night. I do want to get to the schedule just because I got to audit these schedules here because I keep hearing they're doing this against a more difficult schedule. I'm not sure the first night. Now, we all realize the next five or six are going to be super hard, at least the next four are going to be super hard games. But as far as the Hurts thing goes and that making them a better team or him being better, I think Ross used a word there, Hugh, that I definitely agree with.
What's that?
I'm more impressed with this version of Jalen Hurts because he's doing it. I mean, let's just say he's doing it on one leg, right? He can't run. So, like, what he's doing, he was amazing last season as well. It was different. It was a combination
surprise.
Of running and passing.
Surprise, surprise.
It was more of a surprise, but it doesn't mean he wasn't a great player last year. I thought he was at times the best player in the NFL last season. I haven't felt that this year.
That's how you might have felt, Joe. But let me. I look at it like this.
There it is.
I think that a lot of people, when they looked at Jalen, especially when the season started and they were winning, it was a whole bunch of yeah, but.
There was
It was a yeah, but. And it was, well, he's doing this, but. And they put in the RPO, something he's familiar with. Because a lot of times you see a lot of quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, that in order to make them comfortable and get the best out of them, you put them in an offense that they're familiar and comfortable with.
Well, it's good coaches do that.
Yeah, they do because the league has changed to the point where quarterbacks don't have the luxury of sitting on the bench for a couple of years. The last guy to do that, I think, was Aaron Rodgers, to sit on the bench for a few years and then come in and play.
Jordan
a lot
loves
of quarterbacks,
but he's can't
yeah,
play.
But he, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's
rare.
It's one of those things where it doesn't happen a whole lot. So quarterbacks have to come in now, and they have to adapt to the NFL game almost immediately. And you see some guys that when they come in, they put in the college offense and they have success. And then the next year, when you try to evolve that offense and make it more of a pro-style offense so that everybody else can be on the same page, that's where they tend to struggle. You could argue that Cam Newton was somewhat similar to that because when they came in and was running the RPO with him, he had a lot of success. And then after that, you know, he took a lot of hits and now he's not in the league. Jalen Hurts has become more comfortable being a pocket passer this year, way more than he was last year.
He has, and he's
done. He's grown. He's been able to recognize defenses. I think that's the one thing that he doesn't get credit for, that you should credit him for. He's learned that on the fly.
And it's. I mean, look, it's a big part of the reason why they're 8-1 right now. I think he's been impressive this year. I thought he was super good last year too. I just don't think this team right now is as good as last year's team was. 215-592-9494. Okay. We're going to get to the schedule audit in a minute. Let's get a couple phone calls up, and then we'll go through it because I keep hearing this year's schedule's harder. And in totality, it will be harder. They're about to play the Chiefs, and they're about to play the Niners, and they're about to play the Seahawks in Dallas. It's going to end up harder. First nine, I think it's pretty similar to last year. We'll get to
outrageous.
That. I'm telling you, I have my little chart in front of me. It's pretty
similar.
Yeah,
he got a chart.
I got a chart.
Don't tell him.
All right, let's go
set that thing on fire.
Let's go to the phone lines here. Rob and Delco, what's up, Rob?
Rob,
we went to Rob, and he is on hold again. All right, let's get out.
Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
I can count on Terrence at Springfield. I know that. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, Kyle. What's up, man?
What's going on?
How we doing, Terrence?
Joe, you my guy, man. You my guy. But on this one, man, don't do this, Joe. Like, I'm a Hugh and I'm a Kyle on this. The Eagles are a better team than we were last year. Hurts is a better player than he was last year. Like he was saying, he's better from the pocket. What player or quarterback do you know he's limited to running because he's hurt? He was forced to stay in a pocket, and he's carving teams in crucial moments during a game. I could tell you about three or four times we should have lost it this year when we came back, where Hurts is just throwing dimes on the money.
So he has. No, and I'm impressed with what he's doing, but he was more dynamic last year. He ran and he threw. This year, he's just throwing.
That makes him a better player, but when you agree that he's able – if he's limited at one area of his game right now, if he's able to do it at a high rate in the pocket, wouldn't you agree that that makes him a better player?
I think it makes what he's doing more impressive. I mean, Hugh said it before. It's difficult to face quarterbacks that are dual threats. He's not a dual threat right now. He's kind of a dual threat, not like we've seen last year.
Yeah, to me, that makes him a special player. We don't know how significant this injury is. We don't know after the bye week if he comes back, if he has a little bit more running into his game. But right now, he's doing mind over matter. I was saying this yesterday. He's on some Kobe level right now. He's like mama mentality where he's injured and he's out there playing at a 110% level.
And like, it is super impressive. Here's one thing we can agree on, Terrence. Their offense is still really good, right? It's different. It's a little bit different.
Very good.
But it's very good. Last year, I think they were third in points per game, second or third, and they're second right now. I mean, they're scoring a lot of points.
And putting a question – we got a new offense, so Shane Steichen, you got to say this too. Shane Steichen had a more dynamic offense.
Yep.
He's dealing with a new system, and for a lot of quarterbacks, they would crumble in that moment. Jalen Hurts had a lot. This is making the Eagles a better team than me. They're facing so much adversity, injuries, new coaches. Jalen Hurts is hurt right now. So much adversity is making these guys better than me, and this gauntlet, this is going to prove on the path to Jalen Hurts, and it's Eagles in the playoffs, the Super Bowl. This is going to cement kind of his legacy playing these tough teams, the Bills, the Chiefs, the 49ers. This is going to kind of cement his legacy on the road.
Well, if they go and win a bunch of them and go win a Super Bowl, yeah, of course, Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. I want to make sure we're not confusing the argument. Mm-hmm. It's not what's more impressive. It's better. And I just think last year's version of the Eagles was a better than this. And look, Hurts is having an excellent season. I mean, Hugh, he's second in the MVP odds. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that. He's having a tremendous season, just like he was last year, second in the MVP. The one difference that I see is just totally different is their defense. And last year, they were one of the five – they were second in the NFL in points per game allowed, and they're 20th this year. Excuse me, they were third last year. I got it wrong. They were eighth last year in points per game allowed. Mm-hmm. They're 20th this year, eighth to 20th. Second and third is their offensive rankings. It's basically the same thing. They were top offense last year. They were top offense this year. Eighth in points per game allowed, 20th this year. The defense is not as good.
No, it's not, but he's better. And that's what you need. Like, when I think about elite quarterbacks, the first person that comes to mind is Patrick Mahomes and what he was able to do last year. Jalen, to me, is kind of in a similar situation that Patrick Mahomes was in last year when they won the Super Bowl. Their defense wasn't as dynamic as it is this year.
You're right. It was the middle of the pack.
You know what I mean? And that offense carried them for the majority of the season. But when the defense needed to make plays opportunistic, they made plays. I feel like this defense is the same thing. And when I look at Jalen, and this is the one thing that has me believing that he's a better quarterback this year than last year, is at the end of the day, the guys, the quarterbacks that are prolific from the pocket are the ones that are usually playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they are, and they're typically winning the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I guess I think I've hit on how we view it differently. I don't think he's that much better than last year because I thought he was super last year. I think he's super again. So it's a similar Hurts. Different but similar, like they're both top five quarterbacks, and the defense is worse. Like that's where I come down. It seems like you think Hurts is way better than he was last year.
Yes, I do.
I don't see that.
And the biggest thing for me is the fact that, like, we're gonna need the plays that we needed from Jalen Hurts last year in the Super Bowl. He couldn't give us. And those were those.
But he was great in the Super Bowl.
No, but what I mean is this, Joe, is that those plays from the pocket where he deciphered what the defense was trying to do and dropped dimes, he's doing that more this year. And on the flip side of that, I look at what Patrick Mahomes did. We shut him down for the most part except in one area, and that's when he ran the ball. Jalen still has that. And that was the one aspect where we got gutted in. I feel like Jalen has learned from his mistakes. And again, like I said, if you want to win a Super Bowl, there's going to have to be some dynamic plays made from the pocket, and he's doing that now.
Yeah, he is. He also fumbled a bunch on Sunday. I mean, he fumbled again from the pocket. I mean, I think he's trending in a higher direction the last few weeks, but I don't believe he's had a markedly better season than last year. In fact, I mean, the numbers are worse. That's the truth. It's just a matter of how we view it.
I don't really fully agree with you about the defense being, like, worse this year than last year. They're playing tougher opponents. The competition, their offenses they're facing are better than last year.
You don't think last year's secondary is better? It's a worse version of Slay. It's a worse version of Bradbury. The safeties have been worse this year. Now, maybe they will trend towards a better level, right? Byard's here now, and Blankenship's coming on. But they got a lot out of the guys last year.
Statistically, sure. But, like, if the secondary last year faced Dak instead of Cooper Rush, face Tua instead of whoever, they might look statistically the same.
If Eli Ricks is out there instead of Avante Maddox,
that's a big deal. I get it. I'm just saying I think you're making that out to be a little bit bigger of a deal than it actually is, the secondary and the defense.
I'll say this about the secondary. I think that the secondary needs to play better, but the way that the secondary has been playing has not lost you games. They haven't lost your games. They could have lost your games.
So far,
they could have lost your games. And that's the thing that we talk about on a regular, but they haven't. And I think that, you know, that's a good thing. And again, I'll say this. There is no way on God's green earth that nobody in that locker room is talking about not getting better.
Of course.
They're talking about that every day. And hopefully with this bye, everybody gets to be recharged. Everybody comes back a little bit healthier than they were when they left. They'll tend to play better. It's going to be a big test coming off a bye playing against Kansas City Chiefs when you talk about starting the gauntlet. But I do think that this team is much better than the team that played last year.
How is it much? I'm confused.
I think it's better. Like, much better? Again, like I said, I feel like this team is going to end up in the Super Bowl, but your quarterback play is not so much predicated on him being the total offense. Like, he is the offense, but he's getting his playmakers involved. Yeah. Now, the running game needs to be better, and we've acknowledged that. But my quarterback is not beating you with his legs. He's beating you from the pocket.
So I think where you and I view it, I wish he was doing both. I think Jalen Hurts is the best version of himself when he's good in the pocket, but also, like, you know, he could run for 70 or 80 or 100 yards in a game.
Yeah, that's a backbreaker.
It is, and he doesn't because of the injury, it's not part of his arsenal right now.
But guess what? Remember last year when his team needed it and he came out, he looked like he was about to die, and then all of a sudden he ran for like 30 yards.
Who, Mahomes?
Yes. Run when you have to. But that's how I envision him. Like, he's Mahomes-like. I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not with you there yet. I think there's a gap.
Like, when I say he's Mahomes-like, what I'm saying is I want him to run when it's needed. Not to try to keep the defense honest. They're going to have to figure out – one of those running backs, they're going to have to figure out how to run the ball. Yeah. They're going to have to do that. But I need him to run when it's necessary. I don't want him running all the time.
But I do think him being a threat made their running game better.
Yes, and it did.
It's why the two teams are – you know, they're different.
Well, and his arm is what's making his team better this year.
Right now, that's the offense, his arm.
So if we – I think we put out the imaginary scenario. If the 2022 team played the 2023 team, I don't know what you say, they'd be favored by whatever.
I think that last year's team would win by a touchdown.
I completely disagree with that. I think last year's team was better at front running, and how they won games was they got out ahead pretty early, and they were able to sort of just pin their ears back and keep the other team down. This team responds to getting punched. They're not front runners. They close out game. Well, and not close
you
out game.
You say front runners because they dominated the first and second quarter, so they're up.
No. I totally agree with that. But a lot of the conversation last year was, can this team win close games? When they got into a close game versus Kansas City, what happened?
They lost.
This team's winning close games.
I think if
this team came out and punched last year's team in the mouth, I don't know how last year's team would respond. I think conversely, having this team get punched in the mouth by last year's team, they would have a response.
They might. I also think last year's team would throw all over the secondary, all over them.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Brian and Clifton Heights. What's up, Brian?
Brian.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's Brian. What's up, buddy?
But I think both things could be correct. I think Jalen Hurts is a better player this year, like you said, because, you know, what I seen in Kansas City last year is when they took away the RPO and they left the Kansas City did not really rush their ends, and they took away the deep ball. The middle was open all game, and Jalen, for some reason, wouldn't throw it there. This year, they took away what makes the guy special, and I really didn't think the guy could do it, but he really proved me wrong. What makes a guy special is when they take away what you do best and you change what you do, and he's hitting them intermediate routes now. You know, they're taking 12, 13 plays to go down the field. You know, last year they would go down the field in 2-3 plays. This year they're not. You know,
it's being taken away, right? They're doing it in a different kind of way this year because the adjustments, definitely.
Yeah, but a bad quarterback would force it deep.
Well, I think we're forgetting the first 3 or 4 games this year. Jalen did that. The Minnesota game, the New England game, like he did what you're saying that he like that happened this season.
Yeah, but now he's forcing these guys to come up a little bit, and now he's them deep balls are going to come. They're going to be able to get around the edge when he gets healthy. But in that same aspect, I also think last year's team was better because their defense just dominated teams last year. Their quarterbacks, they would, you know, I in the playoffs, the San Francisco game especially, our offense didn't play well early. Our defense put that game away. They took 2 quarterbacks
out. Oh, they did. I mean, the game was over by the beginning of the second quarter. It was unbelievable. I mean,
and they turned the ball over. You know, our offensive line beat their defensive line up, and our defensive line beat their offensive line up. They were done. I don't see our defensive line. I mean, I just don't see them as dominant as last year's. I just don't see them, you know, I mean, you know, last I'm telling you, these quarterbacks were beat up. Their team, their offensive line was beat up by the third quarter.
Yeah, they were. It was unbelievable. Brian, what's your thought on the Phillies? Shake it up or run this thing back?
Well, I would shake it up a little bit. You know, I really believe if you get rid of Castellanos, I think we need a leadoff hitter, though. I really do. I think we need to move Schwarber back to maybe 6. And, you know, right, left, right. I really do think we need a good leadoff guy.
I know. A lot of people feel that, Brian. I don't. And, Brian, we appreciate the phone call. It's a good phone call. A piece of me dies inside every time
you hear that.
Every time someone wants to move Schwarber to leadoff.
I mean, that's not the first time I've heard it. I've heard people say moving to 4th.
Howard says it every time he's on the air with us. And I understand the perspective. It's a different way. But that's the one thing I'm not worried about. Like,
you think he's going to be the leadoff?
Well, I just want him to. Like, I'm fine with him. All right, let's do this with the schedule. Kyle really is fired up about this. Let's audit this schedule a little bit. So I keep hearing, and is it true? That's what we're going to determine here. Is it true? I keep hearing that the schedule is way harder this year than last year. And again, it will become harder. That we all agree on that, right? Like, we're about to go into the gauntlet. By the end, it's clearly a more difficult schedule. I'm just talking about the first 9 games this year, last year. Has this year's schedule, have they done the 8-1 against a way more difficult schedule than last year, or is it not really that different? All right, so let's go through this year so far, right? We know what we have so far. They played New England in week 1. That's turning out to be a wretched New England team. I thought they'd be decent. They're bad. Week 2, Minnesota. They're decent, right? They're a decent football team. They're 5-4. They had Cousins then. They don't now. They're decent. Week 3, Tampa Bay. I think they are we knew they were. They're going to win 7 or 8 games. Decent team. Commanders, a little below average football team. Rams, looks like might be a bad team or below average team, right? So there's not a good team on the Eagles' schedule so far as we go through this. The Jets, an average football team because of the quarterback situation. Dolphins, that's a good one, right? That they came in hot. We talked about that. They've had a great offensive, all that. They're good. Commanders, another average or below average team. And then the Cowboys. So the way I view it, they've played 9 games. 7 against average or below average teams, and then 2 against good teams.
But see, I think what you're missing is like when they make the schedule, most times it's made off of what their accomplishment was last year.
Sure.
Minnesota Vikings were a playoff team.
But they're not. But all we got is this year.
No, but that's how we make the schedule. No. And when the schedule makers, when they say, oh, we got the hardest schedule, they're going off of last year's performances.
But once the games start being played, that doesn't matter. Last year's Vikings don't matter. It's this year's Vikings.
But it still kind of matters when you talk about the strength of schedule.
Joe,
at the beginning of the season.
But no, but we're not in May, guys. We're in November. We know what these teams look
like. No, I mean, I know what you're saying. Yeah. I don't understand what you're saying.
Has this been a difficult nine games with the schedule? Just answer the question.
You can't
more difficult than last year. Yes.
Okay, so
you named two wins that are both clearly better than any win they've had through the first nine games last year.
Hold on. So do we agree they've had two good teams they faced?
I think there are two good teams they faced, but there are more than two good wins. Because the second time you play the Commanders, a division rival, on the road, that's a tougher win than it is the first time. I have that as a better win than you probably do.
That's semantics.
And the Rams at the time were a healthier team with a decent offense who we thought, how are we going to stop Puka Nacua and whatever. Yeah. That at the time was a pretty decent win. I mean, the way that they held their defense off. So I have about four decent to great wins.
Okay, so you it's semantics here, and I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying these are not very good teams. These are average or below average teams, except two of them, Miami and Dallas. Now let's go back to last year.
Yeah, please let's go back to last year.
Okay, they played Detroit in week one.
Okay,
that
good win.
Turned out to be they were 9-8.
Sure.
They played Minnesota in week two. That was
frauds.
No, they went 13-4.
They were the most fraudulent 13-4 team we had all ever seen. You know it.
Okay. Commanders in week three. That, you know, the Commanders last year finished with a .500 record. So far.
Get real. Carson Wentz was playing in that freaking game.
Okay.
We're not doing this.
Week four, they beat the Jaguars. Jaguars. They turn out to be a team that play in the divisional
round. They were 2-6 to start the year.
Okay.
That's not a great win.
Hold on, Kyle. You can't say, well, the Rams are this. The Rams look like they're going to be bad.
No, I'm talking about how they were when we played them. The Jags, when we played them last year, were at the time when they were in a 2-6 part of the record. The Rams, when we played them earlier in the year, were 2-2. People were thinking, maybe there's something there with that offense. Like, things change as the season goes on.
Totally. But these teams obviously had some pretty good players. They ended up 13-4 or 9-8 or 9-8 or whatever the heck these teams were.
They start 2-6.
Because they were struggling then. And also they lost to the Eagles.
Because we beat a struggling Jacksonville team. Big freaking whoop.
In the beginning of last year, we said the schedule's bad. They played a team that went 13-4. They played a team that played in the division round. They played Dallas, who obviously was a good team. That one was without Cooper Rush. Okay?
One good win of all those. I'll give you the Cooper Rush game because it's against Dallas. They had a great defense at the time. I think up to that point, I have two good wins.
Okay. As I count it in the first nine games last year, they played, well, this is true. You could spin it any way you want. They played two teams in the first nine last year that ended with a losing record. They weren't that bad.
That's not.
It's the truth.
We already talked about this. Like, why are we talking about what the record was at the end of the season? That doesn't, like, the Jags team
that's
that we beat.
Were.
But no, it's not. Because the Jags team that we beat at that part of the season was not the Jags team that beat the Chargers in the playoffs. They weren't. There's no way you're going to tell me that they were.
See, you know what this kind of reminds me of? Like, this is what, like, we tend to forget when we talk about these teams or whatever. The New England Patriots went to how many Super Bowls beating up on a badass AFC East?
I agree with you. You're right about that.
Yeah.
But I keep hearing this schedule's difficult. How many teams have the Eagles played so far that will even finish with a winning record?
Jeff, they have two wins over teams that are much better than any team they beat through the nine-game stretch last year. Two that are better than any. Like, each one individually are better than any of the individual wins that they had through the first nine of last season.
I'm not sure, Miami.
How are you not sure?
Because we've established on this show, especially, Miami's a fraud. Miami's this year's version of Minnesota. They're going to win.
But they weren't a fraud when we played them. I just thought they were a fraud.
How is Miami a fraud, but Minnesota's not?
God, they went.
I always felt Miami
13-4.
Was a
okay, boy, dude, Joe, way. Miami's going to go like 12-5.
Right.
I felt
we're
strongly
say they're
about
frauds, but
Miami
Minnesota's
being
not.
No,
get real, dude.
No, it's a similar kind of win. That's my point.
No, it's not.
What do you mean it's not,
dude?
Hold on. Minnesota went 13-4 last year.
And nobody took them seriously at any point last year. Ever.
We have you on this show saying Miami's not going to make the playoffs.
That's you.
Yeah, I've said that at the beginning
of
the season.
You're intentionally being hot takey, Joe.
Hold on.
My hot take is starting to work out.
Isn't the story out there right now Miami's a fraud? They can't beat winning teams? It's the same thing.
I don't think it's the same.
Because we want to feel. I'm saying is this. The Eagles' schedule so far, has not been difficult.
You're saying it hasn't lived up to the hype.
But it's been more difficult than last year.
I disagree. I mean, obviously, we view it's just not been a difficult schedule so far.
Come on.
Why?
Look, I just told you why.
They, So far, they've played this year.
Dak Prescott and Tua.
And Mac Jones.
Kirk Stinkin' Cousins.
And Baker Carson Mayfield. Wentz. And Sam Howell, who sucks against everyone not named the Eagles. And Matthew Stafford, who's a good quarterback.
Tua and Dak.
Zach Wilson.
Joe is not impressed.
Tua and Dak.
I am banning it. You can't tell me the Eagles' schedule's been harder so far.
I'm not impressed.
I'm banning
it. Zero question it's been harder this year.
No, it hasn't. I just disagree. It's been just a regular schedule so far. Two good teams in 9 games.
Don't make me dominate you on a Twitter poll, Joe.
Two
good teams that are better than any of the teams that they beat and threw the 9 last year. They are.
They played 2 good teams in 9 games last year. They played 2 this year. That's my point. It's very similar.
4 good wins Joe through 9 games last year.
If you want to say the Commanders is a good win,
having to play them a second time.
Suck.
Okay.
They suck.
But, Joe, they're a division rival. They beat the 8-1 Eagles last year, by the way, who you're saying had a much tougher or whatever. Come on, man. How about the Washington Commanders team that beat last year's Eagles team, and we had to go in there and beat them twice?
Schedule is going to get difficult. I can't throw flowers at the Eagles for so far against a difficult schedule when they haven't had one.
You're being too dismissive of how tough the Eagles' schedule has been.
No, I'm not. Everyone's like, wow, this team's way better because the schedule's harder. No, it's not. The schedule. Through 9 games, it's not harder.
They're facing tougher competition. There's just no question about it. Joe, Stafford, I'll throw in. Tua, Dak, okay.
Stafford and Trevor Lawrence is much different. They're both about
Joe, first of all, you don't think Trevor Lawrence is even that good.
No, I think they're both about the 10th or 11th best quarterback in football.
Okay, but how did Trevor Lawrence look in the beginning part of the season? The Jaguars team that we faced.
They were coming off a win in San Diego.
Oh, man.
Congrats,
dude. They were 2-6 to start the year.
All right, that's enough. 215-592-9494. It's just, this team's not as good as last year's team. That's the bottom line. It's not as good as last year's team. I think last year's Eagles beat this year's Eagles by a touchdown. I'm curious. We'll see what everyone thinks. 215-592-9494. Let's settle down here because everyone, mostly Kyle's getting all excited, but now I'm getting excited. And Hugh thinks the whole thing is funny. All right, a lot to get into. Your phone calls here coming up. We'll get to the Sixers in this next hour as well. It was a big win last night, and it is fun to watch this team right now. So we'll get to that. Your phone calls on the Phillies. Should they shake it up? And the Eagles. Last year's team, this year's team. Who's better? We'll discuss. 215-592-9494. Get ready to start the NFL week off right. Right now, all customers get a no-sweat same-game parlay for Thursday Night Football. Just place a 3-leg same-game parlay on this week's game between the Panthers and Bears, and you'll get bonus bets back if you don't win. NFL same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Build your own or choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. I really like the FanDuel app. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO so you don't miss out on your chance to get a no-sweat same-game parlay on America's number one sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.